Perek Beis Mishnah Beis. Chalios Achar Shabbos. So if Yontif falls out on Sunday, Beshamei Oimrim Matbilen Asakol Milifnei HaShabbos. Since a person, like the Rav explains, is mechuyev to make himself tahor for the regel, he should be spiritually clean and do tefillah on a mikvah before Yontif. Whether it's a person, whether it's his kalim, everything should be toivo before Shabbos. But nothing can be toivo on Shabbos, according to Beshamei. Uveisol Oimrim Kalim Milifnei HaShabbos V'Aldim BeShabbos. Beis Hillel says that when it comes to Kalim, they have to be done before Shabbos. Beis Hillel agrees with Beis Shammai. What's the reason that you can't be Toivel Kalim on Shabbos, and Yontif as well? Because after your Toivel Kalim, they're fitting to be used for certain things. But before you Toivel them, they're not. Therefore, it's as if you're being Mesakein Mana. You're fixing something. This is an Issur Midrabanan, because it looks like you're fixing something on Yontif and Shabbos, because you're taking a Kli that really can't be used for a lot of things, and now you're making it useful. It's Tahar. And the Rav explains the only reason that we talk about Shabbos here is because of Koach of Beis Hillel, where it says, Va'adam b'Shabbos. Beis Hillel holds that a person can be toivel on Shabbos. When Yontif falls out on Sunday, a person can be toivel in the mikvah on Shabbos, just like he can always be toivel on Shabbos, and Yontif as well. But Beis Hillel speaks about Shabbos because it's a bigger chiddush, that even on Shabbos he can be toivel, because it doesn't look like you're misakin mana, even though a person, when he goes into the mikvah, he's now fitting to do things that he couldn't do before the mikvah, because it's not so obvious, because people will just say he's going there to cool off, or just to have some pleasure, but not that he's going specifically for the mikvah, for the tefillah. And that's why Beis Hillel matters in Adam b'Shabbos. And even in the winter, the Gemara says, if a person would see him in the water, they would think he's going there just to cleanse himself off from clay and dirt and things like that. And Taz Yontif brings to Beis Yosef that even in dirty water, let's say a dirty mikvah, still it's mutter, because they would say that he's just going in there to take off clay and tzoa and other things that are much worse than the water. So therefore it's mutter on Shabbos to go into the mikvah.